Good morning and welcome to the Proactive Poll podcast for Monday the 11th of April 2011. I hope you're well and I hope you slept well last night. Now, do you remember? Last week I was talking about the idea of taking more holidays because that helps us to get more things done. And today I'm going to talk about taking less sleep. Because if you have less sleep, a bit like me, you end up with more time to get more things done. And over the weekend, I was at something in London called Hack Camp. It's a two-day event where geeks get together and try to write some computer software. And quite often, you will find that some people or some teams of people will stay up through the Saturday night, Sunday morning, continuing to work on their hack in order to have it ready in time to present to the judges and hopefully win some sort of prize. I must point out that in software developer circles, the verb to hack doesn't have any bad connotations whatsoever. To hack is simply interchangeable with what you might call computer programming. And of course, if you are going to stay up through the night and have no sleep whatsoever, clearly you are going to get a lot more things done. But if you continue to adopt that philosophy day after day after day, it is going to have an adverse effect on your health. So is there some sort of middle ground where we can engineer our lifestyle or even hack our lifestyle in order to get by on less sleep than most people? The answer to that is yes. And what you need is something called polyphasic sleep. Allegedly, some of the world's greatest thinkers have been in the habit of polyphasic sleep. Now, monophasic sleep is where you go to bed once in the evening and wake up once in the morning, and then you stay awake throughout the day. Whereas polyphasic sleep means that you adopt a short core sleep in the middle of the night, and then you power nap once or more during the daytime. In my case, I suppose I must have been doing polyphasic sleep for a considerable number of years, but it was only in 2009 that I came across DustinCurtis.com and a summary which clearly sets out the different accepted ways of doing polyphasic sleep. And they ranged from the siesta, which I guess we're all familiar with, to something called Uberman. And Uberman is the most extreme form of polyphasic sleep, which apparently Leonardo da Vinci used to follow from time to time, which means that every 3 hours you take a 20-minute nap and you end up getting by on 2 hours sleep in every 24-hour period. Of course, the problem is if you adopt the Uberman program, you cannot afford to miss a single power nap, and you have to follow the 3-hour cycle. So, in my case, I sometimes use Everyman 3, and Everyman 3 involves 3 hours of core sleep in the middle of the night, and 3 power naps of 20 minutes each during the day. And because there's 1 core and 3 naps, it works on a 6-hourly cycle, and that seems to fit my circumstances. I don't do polyphasic sleep all the time, and to be honest, I normally employ it once or twice a year when I'm faced with deadlines at work and a considerable amount of work to be done. And at times like that, I find it very useful to be able to get by on 4 hours of sleep in every 24-hour period and do that consistently, day after day. And once you get used to the system, it can take just 24 hours or 48 hours to adjust from monophasic sleep to polyphasic sleep and then to adjust back again. I must confess that I'm not really an expert on the subject, but I am one of those people who seems to be able to employ this tool effectively. And that meant that I did a radio interview on this subject just a few days ago for a small radio station in the City of London. Now, if you don't get to hear it, but you do want to find out more, ask me when you next see me, because I'm out and about at lots of conferences and events, particularly in the hacker community and the geek community. So if you're into software development and you like to stay up throughout the night to do your coding, maybe polyphasic sleep is going to help you get more time to do more things more efficiently. Take the time out to go and have a look at polyphasic sleep on the website, which is www.dustincurtis.com. It helped me tremendously, and I hope that it helps you as well.